This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. Our third hour tonight, coming to you like we come to you every night, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I'd say you can call in with our Discord line, which makes it sound like you're right here in the studio with us. You can find that at discord.lrn.fm, but we are having no love tonight with our Discord line, so we're going to be troubleshooting that and seeing if we can pick up some callers there. So far, no such luck. But you can also hear us by going to freetalklive.com. You'll find a list of different internet providers that share our podcast, so it's not listening to us live. But a lot of people like the podcast format. You can listen to us on satellite. KU band satellite in North and Central America, Galaxy 19, or in Sub-Saharan Africa. Yes, we cover Sub-Saharan Africa on SES5, but this is radio you control. You don't like what we're talking about? Change the subject. We're happy to talk about it with you. Tonight in studio, you have myself, Chris.
Got Vincent.
And Will.
And we've been all over the board, which seems to be the standard phrase on this show.
Yeah.
We start off talking about one thing, and then we end up on something else. And that's why I enjoy doing this show. And I really like it when callers bring up something interesting. So what's on your mind? Give us a call. Again, 855-450-FREE. And young Vincent has been sharing a story about, I guess, sort of a rebuke from the Senate on Donald Trump and their thoughts on where foreign policy should be headed.
Well, not just their thoughts, their actions, or a bill to oppose boycotting, divesting investment from.
Yeah, does it oppose or criminalize?
I think I should have used more appropriate language here. Yeah, it allows state governments and municipalities to punish it. To punish voters who participate in it. So it's anti-BDS, that's what it's called, anti-BDS legislation.
So I am now a criminal, if probably within months, and Florida will quickly be passing local laws to criminalize BDS. I'm very certain of that.
Yeah.
Well, isn't it great the government's just, you know, creating activism for you to do?
And let's recap what this means, is they want to make it illegal for U.S. citizens and businesses
to boycott
the state of Israel,
or to divest from companies that they may be invested in.
So right. So if you own stock in, give me one,
Sabra Hummus.
Sabra Hummus. Okay. Everybody's seen Sabra Hummus.
Yeah.
Right. It's in your grocery store.
Every grocery store.
Every grocery store has Sabra Hummus.
Yeah.
So if you own some stock, because if you're a guy like me and you see Sabra Hummus in every grocery store, you might think, well, that seems like it might not be a bad company to invest in, but I can't do that.
You can't sell those shares now.
It's Sabra for life. Yeah. I could not divest myself from this company. I have to.
In some states, it will eventually be criminalized. In Texas, it's already, if your house was blown down by the hurricane, you can't get any aid from the state that's available to fix your house if you won't sign an agreement that says that you will not boycott or divest.
Right. And this was a story we discussed,
yeah,
what, a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
It was a Muslim woman, I believe, who she was going for a job. In this case, she was a teacher, I believe.
Her school district
Had that as a clause. Now, Will happens to be a devout Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
I am not a devout Muslim. I'm not even really a devout Christian, but at least I was raised in the Christian church. But should government be telling me that my religious views need to reflect the U.S. government's foreign policy.
Well, it's not really even a religious view.
It is for some people.
Well, it could be for ethical reasons also. Israel's pretty much an apartheid.
Yeah, it's an ethical issue. It's not really a religious issue.
Well, call it however you want.
You know, most of the Palestinians that I know, they don't see it as a religious issue outside of justice. You know, our property was unjustly taken through the use of violence. Therefore, we have a right to our property being returned to us.
Right.
And if we, and now we've got multiple generations down the line, you know, that have felt this way. So, I mean, that's an ethical position. That's not a religious position.
It is, but for a lot of people, they're going to equate it.
Language. First, it was the PLO, and they were nationalists, and they were socialists, and they were secularists, and people didn't like them. Then they were like, well, what we'll do is we'll fund Hamas because they're the PLO, but they're also religious lunatics, and that will. That'll help keep the secularist socialists from winning, and it'll weaken them. And what happened was the secular socialists lost altogether.
Right.
Because religious fundamentalism gave an excuse and a justification through some of these whacked out sheikhs for the stupid things that people were doing.
Right.
So they're like, oh, so it's not a secular. We're all gonna go to heaven if we do this stupid stuff now. You know, it's not like it was before under Arafat, where it's like you just die and nothing happens. No, secularism. We're gonna go with religious fundamentalism instead. And it was like even the Prime Minister of Israel was like, we kind of created Frankenstein's monster and don't know how to put it back in the box.
Well, they do, and there are a lot of reasons that they do this, and you know. We can speak of this in religious terms, or we can speak of it in foreign policy terms. I prefer to think of it as a real bastardization of our system. This is messing with markets. You can call it whatever you want, but in the end, when we move into a Middle Eastern country, or we start to supply whoever's fighting them, we're trying to topple them. We're trying to topple them, usually
with
a quest.
Israel and Palestine, we're funding both sides.
Well, they love to fight. So you fund both sides, then you always have conflict. Then that's when you get people like John Perkins, because I did want to mention this. Will, I think you briefly alluded to the Confessions of an Economic Hitman by John Perkins. I highly recommend this book. But he just kind of lays it out there about how large companies can use large governments to push the needle in their direction. And these guys don't have short time frames. You know, I've got into arguments with other hosts on this about Venezuela. If you're not familiar with what's going on in Venezuela, Venezuela is a social, it's socialist played by the handbook, and what you get is what comes out of socialism.
And we've been involved in Venezuela since the 70s.
Oh, yeah. But what I'm saying is that even as we see things transpire over the last 2 or 3 years, you're not going to convince me that we didn't have our own economic hitmen over there pushing the needle. And sometimes pushing the needle to favor one side or the other may be pushing socialism to destabilize. Yeah. It's an easy way to destabilize an economy. So it's been kind of crazy. And as we discuss picking sides between the Israelis and the Arabs, we are doing the same thing.
Well, again, the Israeli-Arab conflict is the health of the military-industrial complex. That's what it is. It's life support for the military-industrial complex.
You can always fall back on it.
The entire world can be at peace, and as long as we're going out of our way, as long as they keep Gaza as a full-time siege state.
Right.
It's modern siege warfare is what it is. And as long as that continues, then you're going to have a modern David and Goliath in reverse. Because in the old day, it was Bani Israel versus the Philistines. And today, it's the same thing, only Goliath is the one dropping hellfire missiles, and the David in this story is the 11-year-old Palestinian boy who's flying a kite with a piece of cotton tied to it set on fire. And that's his way of fighting back against hellfire missiles and F-35 jets.
Right. And we know how that's going to go.
But they're the scary ones.
Right. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. We invite your calls on these subjects, on other subjects.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
SmartCash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. SmartCash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. One feature that sets SmartCash apart is the SmartHive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in the SmartHive project treasury. Unlike other cryptocurrencies with voting systems, SmartCash allows everyone to participate. One smart equals one vote. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we're here to talk liberty. We're here to talk freedom. We're going to talk about what's going on in D.C. And occasionally we may have something good to say about D.C. It hasn't happened yet tonight, and it hasn't happened in recent memory, but I'm sure there are some things going on in D.C. that may be pro-liberty. I don't know. We'll keep looking out. But in the meantime, you might want to check out Anarchapulco. Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Doug Casey, Larkin Rose, and more of the biggest names in the liberty movement will be at the largest gathering of free-thinking voluntarists, libertarians, and ANCAPs in Acapulco, Mexico, from February 14th to the 17th, 2019. You'll love the lineup of speakers discussing entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships for 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. And, of course, Free Talk Live will be there again. Go to anarchapulco.com and use code FTL to register and receive a discount. That's anarchapulco.com, code FTL. So I think we're going to hop right into the phones. And we have Johnson from Chattanooga. Johnson, you wanted to talk about abortion. You're on Free Talk Live.
I would just like your guys' opinion on the 9-month killing of the children. What do you guys think about
late-term
that?
Late-term abortion.
Can you still hear me? You're really faint.
He wants to know our opinion of late-term abortion.
Yeah. So, I'll take the first stab at this because it's always a tricky situation. In libertarian thought, there's two schools of thoughts when it comes to abortion. Either the child has the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and if you abort a child, certainly doesn't have that. And the other one is that the parent, particularly the mother, has her right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And some libertarian scholars have even gone so far as to deem the fetus as sort of a freeloader, you know, just along for the ride and eating off of the productivity of someone else, the mother. So, me personally.
Well, yeah, you have two. You have the squatters. You have the squatters theory, and
right.
Then you have the child's consent theories. You need both. I follow the child's consent because there are two individuals, and both of them have to give their consent for something to happen.
Right.
And then the other school is that only the consent of the mother is needed,
right.
And basically that the baby is like a trespasser.
Right.
That you can eject through it, you know. Like,
even though she decided, in most cases,
we're just going to ignore
the whole conception
decisions
that led to a pregnancy.
Ignore that.
Right. But that becomes part of the...
Right?
For me as a Muslim, it gets even more because you have four separate Sunni schools of thought and they disagree on the ruling. All of them agree that after what they call the point of ensoulment, which is basically the end of the first trimester, that at that point, the child has the same rights as any other individual. If it dies, you have to give it a name and a proper burial.
Even. Okay.
But before that, only the Maliki school believes that only in the case of extreme threat to the mother's life is there allowed to be an abortion. The other schools of thought allow, to varying degrees, there to be an abortion up to the first trimester. And the analogy that's used is like crushing a date stone versus cutting down a tree. You know,
right.
A fruitful tree.
Yeah.
But none of them support abortion after what they call the point of ensoulment.
Right.
Because at that point, it's no longer a developing thing. It's a human being with the same rights as anyone else that deserves a name, a proper burial. And if you kill the child, then that child has rights and someone will need to be punished. A DO will need to be paid. Something will need to be done.
Johnson?
So you're against the 9-month abortion?
I don't know how this ever became a thing, honestly. The idea of like third trimester abortions, this sort of rules out the whole, you know,
just a glob of cells.
Right.
Yeah.
And I say that
is that not murder? I mean, honestly,
honestly, Johnson, I'm a dad. And my ex-wife had a ton of problems with our son's pregnancy. It was, and what I'm getting to here is we were in there for sonograms, first trimester, second trimester, third trimester. I watched that kid grow up, and it wasn't, when I saw, you know, movement and I saw a heartbeat, that kind of freaked me out, and that sort of put me on one side of the abortion issue. And I can't look at a pregnant mom without seeing a living baby inside her. That's way it is. And when you talk about taking of a life, whether it's inside the womb or outside of the womb, it's still taking a life. So that's me, and I understand this is a divisive issue. I get it. What's your position?
Wouldn't that be like the NAFTA, non-aggression principle, would be pro-life, I would assume, because...
Well, yeah, there's two... That's what he was saying, is there are two different arguments that fit in the non-aggression
principle. I'm trying to understand the non-aggression principle.
Yeah, basically different people can explain it following either path. And that doesn't mean they're right. You know, it doesn't, unless you subscribe to the idea that it's a mother's right to always choose.
Maybe if Derek J. is listening, he could call in and explain landlord's theory. I think that's what it's called, landlord's theory. And basically what it is that a child is treated as an unwanted tenant in a rental property, basically, that the woman's womb is a rental property that she can choose who can be in it and who cannot. Yeah, I mean, that's one of the viewpoints, not my viewpoint. I don't think it's anyone in this room's viewpoint,
and
actually.
People wonder why, if it's like, why aren't there more libertarians? And it's like,
because some of us have really dumb ideas, yes.
Right, but some of us, because the issue is...
I'm sorry,
these are
I laughed at that. That was just amazing to me.
Yeah.
I laughed the first time I heard it, too.
Yeah, and I still do. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, you know, not to criticize whoever believes it, but I mean, for me, it's nauseating that people could like commoditize, like it's, you know, a human life.
Right.
The Arabs say we laugh at the worst things.
I mean, if you ever laugh or you cry, right? You know, you'd rather laugh.
Hey, Johnson, thanks a lot for the call. 855-450-FREE. Give us a call. What's your position on the third term? Is that what they're calling it?
Late term
abortions. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. White House Intelligence Committee Chairman Democrat Adam Schiff announced his panel will investigate President Trump's personal financial dealings, including his foreign interests.
Our job involves making sure that the policy of the United States is being driven by the national interest, not by any financial entanglement, financial leverage, or other form of compromise.
President Trump dismissed it as politically motivated.
On what basis would he do that? He has no basis to do that. He's just a political hack.
Schiff also wants a broad new probe into Russian interference in the 2016 election. A 17-year-old police veteran was shot and killed in Milwaukee while trying to serve a warrant. This was the third officer killed in the line of duty in the past 8 months. Police took a 26-year-old suspect into custody. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now, please. Don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453, bringing the ideas of freedom to you and to every listener out there. 855-450-3733, you can reach us and you can let us know what's on your mind. And what's on my mind right now is Freedom's Phoenix. Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. Do you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty? Freedom's Phoenix has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. So we've been all over the boards, but we're also trying to take your calls because we've had kind of loaded up phone calls, phone lines all night long. David from New Mexico, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, you know, first of all, Sarah may not be Sarah.
Okay. Why do you say that?
Might be an alias because I was talking to one of our legislators. And we were talking about how I was arrested by NPR. But I was talking about single-topic callers and mentioned Sarah and red-light cameras. And this legislator said, oh, I got somebody who calls me about red-light cameras all the time. And she said, but her name's not Sarah. And there can only be one person that would call regularly about red light cameras to a legislator.
Is it Sarah O.C.? How do I say that? Sarah O.C.? I'm trying to...
Sarah O.C.?
I'm just trying to put AOC together with Sarah and trying to create a new conspiracy theory that our Sarah, who calls about traffic cameras, is really AOC. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. No?
Yeah.
Nobody's buying.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, Dave, what'd you call for?
I think AOC is smarter than Sarah.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think so, too. Go ahead, Dave.
It's a pretty low bar.
Right.
They would make entertaining Siamese twins.
Well, and she works for her money, too. It might be, you know, through stolen taxpayer dollars, but at least she works and doesn't just sit around all day. Maybe it'd be better for the country and Congress if she just sat around.
If anybody thinks it's easy to fill out all those forms for free government aid, it is a lot of work. And Sarah calls us, I think, at least once a year, sometimes twice a year, talking about how long she had to wait in lines and fill out many forms, and these things are not easy to get free money.
Exactly. I was calling to continue. I started discussing with you, Chris, when you were, I think it was the first day that you were in the chair number one there, and I made the mistake of phrasing my point in a manner that I can. You jumped on it and it went, the conversation went a direction I didn't mean it to, so I wanted to continue that. And I kind of tied into you today. Earlier you were talking about Uyghurs, and this kind of ties in, you know, nobody really thinks it's a bad thing when two groups of people combine their peoples to make an even larger country than their two separate countries. Generally speaking, people think of that as not a bad thing. They don't really think much negative about it, generally speaking. But if when one group of people within a larger nation want to leave because they're a homogenous group of people, then there's all kinds of problem with that. Everybody has a problem with that, you know, like in the case of Uyghurs. Now let me kind of sidestep again. What I had tried to call up about was I had made the mistake of saying, to get back to where we were, I said something like, that the states exist at the leisure of the federal government, and which is, as I will show, is true at this point, at the point in time that we are now. It's not, but what you keyed on was the inception at the beginning, and you're correct that it was the other way around. However, it has over time, and even at its inception, I guess it was partially true in that when the states agreed to be bound together by the documents that they created. They agreed to abide by certain minimum rights to the various parties, you know, certain minimum rights, you know, especially to regarding the people. And what we have...
To be clear, I think they did that. They agreed that there were going to be certain limitations on the state. On the states, very few. And if you read the 9th and 10th Amendments, it's very clear that they weren't interested in creating every possible law at the federal level. Where the real teeth of that document show up is how much it limits government and how much it limits a central government. The problem is they quickly figured out that I don't think we really want to follow this, guys. And that's where you have the Federalists rise up and really push us away from the idea of a constitutional republic.
Got it. And here's coming from the standpoint of an individual, here's where there is one of the many problems, is that generally speaking, we think of the states as more noble and sensitive to the needs of the individual person than the federal government. However, I think it's true in other states as well, but it is especially true in the state of New Mexico because of the history of the state of New Mexico having been founded by a homogenous people that came from Spain to Mexico and then up the Rio Grande River. and were settled this state of New Mexico basically for hundreds of years before anybody else arrived. And so they kind of got set in their ways in a, you know, a patron system, so to speak. And then we outsiders came in and tried to live here too. And the natives, meaning not the Indians, they'd already been pushed aside by the Spaniards. But the natives, being the Spaniards, don't really like, you know, me being a whitey coming in here and demanding my rights too. And so in New Mexico, there's a situation where the state is actually less sensitive to the rights of the individual than the federal government. And that's where I was going with that in invoking the protections of the federal government, you know, saying to the state of New Mexico that you exist at the pleasure of the United States, because meaning that you're not following those minimum rules, regulations, laws that were ordained to protect the individual. You, the state of New Mexico, are violating those, as evidenced, sure, you know, by New Mexico is one of the states that has the federal government, the Department of Justice,
right.
It has taken over the Albuquerque Police Department, for example.
Yeah, David. I appreciate the call, and absolutely, I don't disagree with you. I think one of the key points there is when New Mexico was added to the Union, you know, it was one of the last states, the 47th state, about 1910, 1912, somewhere in there. So after the Civil War, you have all these requirements that states include things in their constitution that swears their fealty to the idea of a central government. And conversely, if you look at some place like New Hampshire, which was one of the original 13, we have an article of revolution, Article 10 in the New Hampshire Constitution, that says if government becomes too big, you have a obligation, a moral obligation, to throw it off. And
at the same time, we have an RSA that fans militias.
Saying that gets you put on an FBI watch list, but, you know?
Just like that? I wonder if they keep just one watch list, or if they have like 50 million different ones, because I think I'm on 49 million of those probably for various things I've said. We'll be back. We've got one more segment, and we're going to go back to the phones here in just a moment. And maybe we're not going to have. Who am I kidding? We've been trying to get through stories, but we've had so many great callers tonight that it makes it tough. That's okay. Don't let that dissuade you. We love to hear what's on your mind. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extra from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I would say you could reach us on Discord, but we're having problems with Discord, dang it. And I like taking Discord calls because our Discord chat rooms at discord.lrn.fm are always hopping, and we get some great calls out of there.
And douchebags.
Yeah,
the chat room.
We do.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I mean, like, I didn't even. I barely said anything last segment, and I look and there's like people you know, Vince, I can't repeat it on the radio. I'm just like, what? Is it my accent? Is it my hair? Are you jealous?
No.
I think we're jealous. They hate me because they hate me.
Our favorite is whenever Ari is on the show, they just state the obvious over and over again. They're like, wow, your hair is really red. Did you know you're really a boy? And they're just like, is that a did you know there's a trans person on your show? And they just over
just
and over.
Never knew. Yeah, you never noticed.
Just over and over and over again, they just state the obvious.
Like, I would think that would be
a guy dressed as a girl. And it's like, wait.
I mean, if they were creative, I would appreciate it if they were more creative with me. Then, you know.
Arya is more creative with anti-transgender jokes than they are.
Oh, I bet.
Arya.
But we do have one more caller on the line. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Oh, cool. Chris, thank you. And I want to compliment you on taking over as captain of the ship here. And
all right. Thank you for your call. No, I'm just kidding. That was a joke, okay?
Yeah. Well, you know, Ian might do that, but you wouldn't. I wanted to talk about abortion. And one of the first things I want to say, if I ever, you know, come across a woman who's interested in having an abortion, is I want to ask the woman, you know, does that life have any value?
Right.
Period.
Any value, you know, at all?
Just start from there and you can work on that. But I think that one of the really biggest, you know, root problems of the abortion problem is that the puritanical nature of people who want to vilify you because you find yourself pregnant when you don't want to be.
So you think it's pure? So I guess I've thought this through a couple different ways. There is this sex bad, woman have sex, she must be a tramp and a harlot, and you know, right, just resolve right. it. But then there's the other aspect of it is, no, this is liberating. This is giving women control over their bodies. And that was something women never had. Either way, I disagree with it.
There are all kinds of things that happen to your body that you lose control of them. You know, it might be just a bad bout of diarrhea. You gotta bear with it. And I think that the reason that people don't bear with it is because not because it's intolerable. I mean, there's all kinds of, some people have worse pregnancies, and some people have better. Sure. Now, I didn't have to suffer through it myself, but I did have two children, with my first and only wife.
Right. And if you're along for the ride, then you're going through it to a lesser degree, but you're still going through it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And we decided to have home births, actually, which, you know, I was so pleased we were able to do. So I'm just saying that those few months out of somebody's life, the second and third trimester, and I think that another thing is that that technology ought to be able to develop a viable fetal transplant.
Well, you know what I mean? Yeah. Technology is an interesting thing, and that's one of those things that, depending on which side you're on, it moves the goalposts, you know, because children, you know, infants, fetuses are becoming viable earlier and earlier and earlier. And, you know, it's not going to be long before, you know, something that started out as not being a test tube baby could certainly become a test tube baby.
You know, I don't know this stat, but it occurs to me that there are numerous families out there that just can't make babies themselves and, you know, have would be happy to become an adoptive parent. And, let's go with that. Because I think we're not as far away from, you know, losing the advantage human life has had of always having more and more people, because I think I don't I think that the trends are towards what's the religious group that doesn't have kids that just basically recently died off. And,
that would be the inevitable, the inevitability of that religious. Hey, Bad Slave, thanks for the call. It's a good question, though, you know? I mean, as life becomes more viable, I just cannot think that we're at a point where we've done everything we have done in our history so far. We know that this is the result of having people. Out of the blue, somebody has a great idea and it advances our civilization and everybody benefits. To me, it's just, would you really want to roll the dice that baby that you're aborting is a new Einstein, has got some way, he's got the cure for cancer wrapped up in those little tiny legs. I mean, are you willing to take that bet? I'm not willing to take that bet. And I think that they do have, every living being has some level of liberty that they are entitled to.
There's a popular story that's been going around for the last couple of weeks. Basically what it states is that the American public is not breeding at a high enough rate to sustain itself.
Mm-hmm.
From 2012 to 2014, there were 285,000 abortions done in the state of New York. In that same time period, there were 230,000 children that were pregnancies that were taken to full term.
Right. So abortions outpaced.
I think I found the leak. Like, I think I figured out why we're not making enough people to sustain the culture.
These are the same types, in my experience, who also complain about, like, environmental issues and overpopulation and everything. Yeah.
And that was the biggest bunk. I lived through that stuff in the 80s, you know, the late great planet Earth and all these scare tactics about how, you know, we were gonna run out of food, we're not gonna be able to feed people, we're gonna have mass starvation,
ended like five times already. Just missed it.
Is that what happened?
Yeah. Like, global warming roasted us all, and we were just recreated. And,
this is after global cooling froze us all.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Well, I will say that, I mean, I think in, you know, resource consumption and overpopulation and, you know, how interacting with nature is an important issue. And although, like, one way to control it isn't through, you know, encouraging abortion or subsidizing birth control, it's to end the Federal Reserve System, because by creating imaginary money, it creates resources, and it's a difficult explanation.
No, I understand where you're going. If you allow markets to operate freely with honest money, which means you're not manipulating it and you're not creating artificial things like inflation that we all suffer through, then you're going to get more advancement, because that puts more resources into the hands of people. And, you know, you go back into the 70s on forward through all these, you know, doomsday scenarios of everything that was going to happen, because our world is only big enough and there's no way. Peak oil came along. Then guess what happened? Fracking. You know, all these things that they always tell us, we're about to run out of this. We keep finding out more ways to do things.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't even hit the asteroid belt yet. You believe that?
No, I don't think we're going to make it that far.
You don't think so?
No.
You think the end will be nigh?
Oh, yeah, I think from everything I've been seeing, I think Revelation, you know, I guess to tie this all back to Israel in some creepy, weird way, I do think Revelation is going to, I do believe that. I mean, and I don't think there's going to be space travel or Star Trek stuff.
Do you think people have been thinking that for the last millennium?
Well, 2,000 years is just a blink. You know, according to some people who believe in certain dating strategies, that 2,000 years is just a blink of an eye.
I hear you. Well, that's all we've got for you tonight on Free Talk Live. This has been Chris,
Vincent,
and Will.
And we hope to see you next time. 855-450-FREE if you want to call in and be part of the fun. Free Talk Live.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.